Welcome to the Engage Podcast from Blackbaud, the podcast for people dedicated to purpose-driven work. From nonprofit fundraising and finance to grant-making, education, and corporate social responsibility, we're talking with sector experts and thought leaders about the best practices and latest trends that will help you grow your impact.
In today's episode, Kate Averett Anderson, the Research and Publications Lead for the Blackbaud Institute, will give an overview of the findings from their recent report, Bridging the AI Effectiveness Gap, New Research on What Drives AI Impact and Trust in the Social Sector. The Blackbaud Institute is the research wing of Blackbaud, dedicated to bringing you timely insights to inform your essential business practices. Kate will explore how social impact organizations can move from experimentation with AI into tangible, measurable results. You can find a link to the full report in today's show notes.
85% of social impact professionals are using AI at work right now. That's a culture-defining number. But despite this widespread adoption, many organizations are having trouble seeing a real return on investment when it comes to their impact. This is a paradox that we've spent the last year digging into. We've just finished the largest study we've done at the Blackbaud Institute, and as you'd expect, the story underneath that number is more complicated. There's a real divide forming across the sector, and it has consequences for revenue, for donor trust, and for whether organizations can keep delivering on their missions in the years ahead. Today, I'm going to walk you through what we found and what I think it means for your work. Consider this your, if nothing else, here's what you need to know rundown to bridge the gap between AI experimentation and AI effectiveness. In the spring of 2026, the Blackbaud Institute surveyed nearly 1,400 social impact professionals and over 1,000 donors across the U.S. Our goal was to see how AI adoption has transformed the social sector in the past year. Who is driving adoption? Were organizations seeing the results they expect? How has this disruption impacted donor trust? And the big takeaway is this: the sector is splitting into two groups. About 10% of organizations have built meaningful AI practices. They have governance in place. They're investing in data quality. They're being transparent with donors about how they use this technology. We're calling them AI adaptive, and they're seeing tangible results: stronger revenue, better donor retention, more productive teams, and more confidence about what's ahead. Everyone else, the large majority, is what we're calling AI emerging. People at these organizations are using AI, but they're not seeing ROI. They're saving time, but that time savings is staying at the individual level. It's not compounding into something bigger for the organization. We call this the AI maturity dividend. When organizations take the time they save and use it to grow revenue or focus on what really matters, they move ahead. When they don't, they stay busy, but they don't actually make progress. That's the gap we're seeing. So what's creating this divide? We identified four key gaps that organizations of any size can start bridging today. Gap one is the effectiveness gap. Most people are using AI for content creation, drafting emails, writing social posts, that kind of thing. Fewer than half are using it for data analysis, strategic planning, or operational decisions. And only about a third of professionals say their organization is using AI very effectively. There's a lot of activity, but not a lot of strategic direction behind it. Gap two is the infrastructure gap, and it's a real concern. Only half of organizations are using paid or enterprise AI tools, while about a quarter rely on free versions. The risk is that with free tools, your data and your supporters' data can become part of the exchange, and many organizations haven't fully addressed that yet. A big reason for this gap is practical: not enough training, limited resources, and unclear starting points. Those are a real challenge, but they can be solved, and organizations that solve them are the ones actually getting value from AI, while others are just getting by. Gap three is the data readiness gap. This is one I keep coming back to. AI is only as useful as the data underneath it. Excellent data health means data you can trust, use, and act on consistently across your organization. And fewer than 20% of professionals rate their organization's data health as excellent. At AI adaptive organizations, that doubles to 40%, and 81% of them have already experimented with using AI to clean and improve their data. Data readiness means an organization's data is structured, trusted, and actively managed in a way that enables it to be used confidently and consistently for decision-making, fundraising, and capabilities like AI. To say it simply, if your data isn't ready, your AI isn't ready, and waiting to address that only widens the gap. Gap four is the transparency gap. Here's the one that should be on every fundraiser's radar. 76% of donors say it's important for organizations to disclose when and how they use AI. Only 26% of organizations are actually doing that. There's a 50-point gap between what donors are asking for and what organizations are delivering. And the thing is, donors aren't scared of AI. 81% of them use it personally. 71% are equally or more comfortable with social impact organizations using AI compared to for-profit companies. They understand you're trying to stretch limited resources. They're rooting for you. They just want to know about it. When organizations do communicate about their AI use, trust increases across every generation. For existing donors, a public statement about responsible AI use actually improves retention, especially among younger donors and those giving over $500 a year. So this is an easy win that most organizations are leaving on the table. I know a lot of you are hearing this and thinking, we're stretched thin already. AI strategy just feels like one more thing. And I get that. But the timing here matters. Our research of the past 2 years paints a consistent picture. Sector growth is uneven. In 2025, revenue gains were concentrated among larger organizations and mid to major gift donors. Smaller organizations and lower level giving lagged or declined. Only 56% of organizations said they felt confident in their ability to deliver on their mission over the next 3 years. That's barely more than half. And the donor base is shifting. Gen Z and millennial donors are becoming a bigger part of the giving population, and they care deeply about transparency, ethical data use, and authenticity. These are the donors who will sustain your organization long term, and they're paying close attention to how you handle technology. So this isn't really about AI as a trend. It's about whether your organization is building the kind of trust and infrastructure that keeps you resilient as the landscape changes. So here's what I'd tell any organization listening to this. You don't need to overhaul everything, but you do need to be intentional. If nothing else, consider taking these actions. Number one, pick a few high-value use cases that tie to goals you already have. Define what success looks like in real terms. Time saved, revenue supported, capacity created. Start there with AI experiments. Don't just create more busy work. Number two, put a clear, honest statement on your website about how your organization uses AI, where humans stay in the loop, and how you protect donor data. 32% of donors said that the website is exactly where they want to see it. Only 8% said they didn't think it was necessary. Number three, move towards shared, governed tools. Set policy for what's approved and what's not. Give your team guardrails so they can actually use AI with confidence. Number four, invest in your data now. Clean it, steward it, make it accessible. Everything AI does for you downstream depends on this. What sets AI adaptive organizations apart isn't some cutting-edge technical capability. It's the fundamentals. Clear goals, a focus on outcomes, and a willingness to adapt. The organizations getting the most from AI are the ones who are already being proactive. That's a mindset available to everyone. If you want a place to start building these skills, the AI Coalition for Social Impact is launching a free AI certification program designed specifically for people doing this work. It's on demand, and you can work through it at your own pace. We'll link to it in the show notes if you want to join. The full report, Bridging the AI Effectiveness Gap, is available now on the Blackbaud Institute website. Go read it, share it with your team, and let us know what resonates. Thanks for spending a few minutes with me. I'll see you next time on Engage.